First of all, Nora discussed the reason that you're not allowed to use itrim, because rechora, and from there we got to the fact that havlokas near Shabbos is a chova. So the shaila is, who's the halacha is like? Lemaisa, it's only Rabbi Shmuel who says you can't light with itrim. Right? The Tanakhama, the Chacham hold, you could light with all shmonim, including itrim. Maisha, the Rambam, the Tur, and the Shulchan Aruch are passing with Rabbi Shmuel that it's also to light with itrim. And they follow the klal that wherever the Gemara speaks about, halacha-wise, one mandi omer, then you pass like the yochid, even connected the rabbi. Because you see the Gemara, right, felt that that shita had to be explained. It was not halacha, what difference does it make? So some say that that klal only applies where the maso matno in that day is not just to explain the daya, but it has halachic implications, right, which the Ar Gemara does. We learn from here the chiyuv chova of hadlokas near Shabbos or whatever. But there's halachic implications. Then if the Gemara decides to discuss das yochid, it means halachas like that. But there's no halachic implications, just to know what he said. Then there's no raya from there that halachas like him. The Rabbeinu Yeruchim, however, in the Or Zeruah, Pashka not like Rabbi Shmuel. And they hold you're allowed to write light with itrim. Okay, and the Prima Gadim holds that if there's no other oil, then b'di'evid you light with itrim misafik. Better ain't safik mosin vali. Better to light with itrim where there's a safik, maybe you'll leave, than not to have any candle. And if you don't have to leave at all, it's dark to begin with. Wonderful. Second thing is the Marsha. The Mara has all these different opinions of what an usher is. So Marsha says an interesting thing. He says that there are three reasons why people want to become rich. One is that they should have the covet of being called rich. The second is because they want to, they feel they need to supply, to support their wife and give them everything they need. And the third reason is because they're afraid that they'll get sick or whatever and won't have money. They won't be able to earn a living and they'll need money for their old age and for their sickness. So each of the Tanoim mentioned that any each of these reasons, if you're not going to be kol sheyesh lo nachas ruach be ashro, right, it's not going to help. Because Reb Tarfon said you could have 100 kromim and 100 sados and 100 avadim and still won't be enough. So just to be called rich, what's the shir? And Rabbi Akiva said, Rabbi Tarfon himself was rich. Rabbi Akiva said, if you're going to get mass wealth to supply to satisfy your wife, there's ain't ledover of sof either. Unless you have a wife who's not ben maseva, and then she'll be satisfied with a little bit, so you don't need all that amount of money. And Rabbi Akiva had a good wife. And Rabbi Yossi said, if you're going to amass wealth, to be, what's it called, to, because you make them sick or whatever, best thing is have a beis akisei, some of the shulchano, you'll be a healthy person, you won't have to amass wealth for your sickness. And Rabbi Yossi Taka was one of the people who said, since he had a beis akisei all along the way, that he was very healthy and happy. So each one countered the different reasons why a person would want to become an usher. That's what the Marsha says. Okay. Let's go on. Tanya. Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer, ein madlikim b'tzori. Shimon ben Elazar says, you can't light with tzori. My time, huh? What's the reason tzori is aser? Omer Rabba mitosha reichel nodev, zeir Hashem yistavet menel. So Rabba said the reason is, because there's a good smell, we're afraid that you'll take shemen out of the nair, and then you'll be chayev an mechada. Okay? You'll be putting out the nair earlier. Omer le Abaya, Lema mar mitneshu off. Why don't you say a better reason? Tzori is a dangerous thing to use. It's very flammable. Right? This doesn't burn. What's it called? It jumps, and the vapors can catch on fire. Morris says chadav ot kamer chadav mitneshu off. Enochanami. One reason is because it has vapors that are flammable. But oh, zereshem yistapik mimenu. Another reason is because maybe you'll take from it. Now the Tosa says if it's off, the charet should be aser even b'chol. It's a dangerous thing. But others say that it's not as flammable as what's it called, as neft, lavan, which We had, what's it called, Neth Lavan is very, very flammable, and that you can't even use Bechol. But this is not as flammable. So on Shabbos, they made a Gzeira that you shouldn't use it. So since it has the other reasons also, this altogether makes it Osir. But Bechol, it's not that dangerous to use, not that flammable, it should be Osir Bechol. Okay. Hahi Chamsa. We'll see, though, how that it is flammable. Rashi. Shemi yistapik mimenu, v'tanya b'tosefta, hanosin shem l'ner chai mishum mavir, v'amistapik chai mishum machada. Maseches Beah, b'gmar d'yontif. Like we explained yesterday, if you take oil out of the ner, it's machada, for one of two reasons. Either because it makes it go out faster, right, and then even cutting a candle in half would also be usher, or because it pulls oil from the wick, and this flame gets smaller. And then by a candle, that wouldn't apply. Shoe off. The nidbat bekosli habayis, umadlik habayis. Right? The vapors rise. They, go on the walls, and it burns down the house. Okay, so Mara says now, hahi chamsa, the havi sneel of the kalsa. There was a mother-in-law who hated her daughter-in-law. Amrala zil ikshit b'mishcha defarsima, which is sorry. Why don't you, she bought her a present, right, of a, oil. Sorry for her to use as a cosmetic. Azla ikshit. So she went, she put it on. He also, Amrala zil isli shraga. So when she came adorned with this oil on her, so the mother-in-law said, could you light me a candle? Right, give me a light. Azla isla shraga. Right, she went and lit the candle. Inpach banura ve'achalta, and she was burned to death. What's it called? Great mother-in-law. The Rashi chamsa chamosa isli sharga hadlekes haner. Okay, midalas haaretz hishir nivuzrad mrav tabakim lekornim uliyogvim. Since we're talking about tzori and mishka dafarsima, so the Gemara brings down a little bit something about mishka dafarsima. From the pasuk says that umidalas haaretz hishir nivuzrad mrav tabachim lekormim uliyogvim. They left in Eretz Israel. They didn't exile everybody, but they left. Nivuzradin left kormim and yogvim. So the Gemara says doesn't mean kormim does not mean people who took care of vineyards, and yogvim doesn't mean people who took care of wine of oil presses, but it means something else. Kormim, Tani Rav Yosef, Elu Malakte Afarsimo, Me'en Gedi, V'ad Ramosa. Kormim were people who gathered Afarsimo, right? And the Romans decided that they, Nebuzraden, decided that he could use some of this Mishchad Afarsimo. Yogvim, Elu Tzaydei Chalosin. Yogvim doesn't mean that they left people to take care of Shem and Zayis. They didn't need that. They needed people to be potzea chilzonos. Right? To take the tchelis out of the chilazon is also like taking the shemen out of a zayis. So they were also called yogvim. Misulamo shel tzur v'yad chayfa. That's the place where the chilazon came out of the sea, and they left people to be able to supply these things. To supply these things to the Babylonians. Rashi. Adram Masa Shemakum Lakormim Lashon Ma'asvin. Right? Korain doesn't necessarily mean a kerem, but korain means to gather. Kimo kormim olavas hakelim, lakamon perikrabi akiva. Gather together the kelim. Uliyogvim Lashon Yikovim. Sha'otrim upotsim esachilazim. Yogvim also doesn't only mean a yekiv where you make oil, but it has to do also with squeezing the blood out of the chilazon lahotzi damo kedamar imperikal gadol v'nicham nevuzradin levushei hamelech. They needed it for the king's clothing, the tcheles, and they needed the shemen afarsimon because it was very expensive kishut. So they left people in Eretz Israel to be able to supply this. Sulama de Tzur, Malahar, Uktsara Hamasila, the Gavoa, the Kornoso, whatever. It's a mountain pass. Okay. Tana Rabban. Ein Madlikim Betevel Tomei. not allowed to light or use tevel tameh as a fuel, b'chol, even b'chol, the ein tzorach lomer b'shabbos, surely not on Shabbos. You're never allowed to burn tevel tameh. Ki yotzei bo, ein madlikim b'neth glavon b'chol, the ein tzorach lomer b'shabbos. You can't use neth glavon, right, which is very flammable, even b'chol, surely not on Shabbos. So Moses says, b'shlama neth glavon b'mishu af. Neth glavon is very flammable, it's a danger to use it as a fuel. So surely you can't use it even b'chol, surely not on Shabbos. I will tevel tamei my timer. Why can't you use tevel tamei b'chol? Why can't you burn as a fuel tevel tamei? Not talking about truma now, we're talking about tevel. Okay, before you took off truma semaisis. Omar kro, v'ani hinei nosati l'cho es mishmeres trumosoi. Torah said, I gave you mishmeres for both of my trumas. V'shtei trumos hakosim adaber. Achas truma tahora, v'achas truma tamei. Right? Torah says you have to be shomer, truma tahora, and truma tamei. Ma truma tahora, ein l'cho bo ela mishah taroma ve'elech, just like truma tahora. You can't use it for its use, only from the time that you already makrish the truma, but before you makrish the truma, it's tevel, that's also to eat, right? So just like truma tahora, what you can do with it, you can't do with it until you're meirin the truma, you can't do it while it's still mixed in with the others, and it's tevel. So too, truma tmeya, what you can do with it is burn it as a fuel. You can only do after it's muram, but not while it's still the tevel. Okay, and therefore it's also to use tevel, even tevel tame as a fuel, because you can use truma tmeya as a fuel, but just like truma tahori, you can't eat before you're mafreshit. You can't burn truma tmeya before you mafresh it either. Rashi, ein madlikim b'tevel tameh, the kol shekein b'tohar, and surely not tohar. Tosha says it's not a kol shekein, it's the same thing, right? Just like tevel tameh you can't use as a fuel, tevel tohar you also can't use as a fuel. Well, the kameh m'forish time, ma truma tohara, shehi l'achila. What's the use, the main use of truma tohara? To eat. Ein l'chavo ela mishas haroma ve'elech. You can't eat it until you are mafresh the truma and make it not tevel. Umikmi hochi asira. Before that, it's tevel. Shari tevel b'misa la'ochla. Right? Tevel is a chiyuv misa. Somebody eats it. Af truma tmeya afo bishena ta'ochla ela misika asir lasiko b'tivlo. So too, truma tmeya, which you can eat, but you can use as a fuel. You can't use it as a fuel until you are mafresh the truma. So here, a little bit about the Isser of having Hanoa from Tevel. The Mishnah Lamelech, Nod Behuda, Shagasarye, also all hold that it's Isser Doraisa. And because of this Hekish, we learn that it's also to be Nehenna from Tevel before it, what's it called, before you Mathrish Trumas. And there's a Rash in Mesechus Trumos, holds on the Isser Drabonin. This Hekish is only an Asmachta. The issue is only an issue of the Rabbanan. And there are two ways of learning why. Tosfos, first of all, says it's not Osir b'hanoah, that you can't sell it or you can't have any other hanoah for it. It's only hanoah's kilui. You can't have hanoah that destroys it. That's the only thing that's Osir with Tevel. Hanoah's kilui. Right? Hanoah, where the thing is used up, either by burning, feeding it to a dog, or whatever. But if you have hanoah from it in some other way, then it doesn't use it up, that's mutter. Okay, now some hold that that's only osur, the hanoah kili is osur because you are preventing the hafrosha. There's a mitzvah mafresh trumas and maestras, and you're not being mafresh trumas and maestras, you're using up the tevel. Right? That's one reason for it. Second reason is, the Chazon Ish says, it's not exeris hakosav, has nothing to do with what's it called, with the fact that you're preventing hafrosha's trumas and maestras. Right, it has to do with stam. The Torah said you can't be nehenah to xeris hakosav. Just like you can't eat truma, tahora before you're mafreshit. You can't have any hanos kilui. He also agrees only hanos kilui, but you can't have hanos kilui before you're mafresh the truma. Nachtamina would be if you're not nehenah from it, but you destroy it. You destroy it in a way you're not in a henna. For instance, you use it to light Hanukkah licht, which you're not allowed to be in a henna for, but it's burning it up. If the reason is because you're not mafresh tumas and maestris, so then it's what's just a loss. If the reason is because there's exeris hakosav not to be nehenna, hanos kilui, from tevel, even tevel tameh, then you're not being nehenna from. Right? It's no hanna over here. And the fact that you're nehenna al chanukah, mitzvah lav lehenes nitam. So there's no hanna. So even though you're mechala it, there's no hanna, it's mutter. That would be the nafkamina. And the Mishnah Melataka says, mutter to light with tevel tameh, you're allowed to light chanukah licht. The Meiri says, what's the reason of this Isser? And it's Mashmuch and the Hekish like that also. That is a Shailas, Machlokas Rashi and Tosis really, in Chulin, what the Isser of Tevel is. Rashi seems to say the Isser of Tevel is that the Truma is mixed in, right? And it's an Isser of Truma, right? In other words, you're eating Truma. And even a Kohen is only out to eat Truma, Mehafrosha, and afterwards, and therefore it's also to a Kohen too. Tosa says, no, it's a new Isra by itself. It's nothing to do with Truma. It doesn't become Truma till you're mafresh it. There's an Isra of Tevel. Right? But from the Gemara's Mashma, Rashi learns also that the Isra is that you don't you're not allowed to be Nehenna from this Truma until you're mafresh it. It's not a new Isra, it's the Isra of Truma. And the Meiri also says like that. Another Nafkamina is, what if the thing, you took off Trumas, but you didn't take off Maisras? Still Tevel, but only it's Tovel the Maisras. So if the reason is because what's it called? First of all, if the reason is because Truma is mixed in, it's only a din by Truma, not a din by Maisa. If it's a din that what's it called? You can't be Nehenna. What's it called? Then it could be it's only a din in Truma. That there's special Xeris HaKosu, that when Truma is still mixed in, you can't, you weren't mafresh the Truma, it's Osir Bahano. But if it's a din in Kilui because you're not being mafresh the Matanos, then it applies to all the Matanos. Not only Truma, as long as any of the Matanos weren't Mufresh, right, just like you can't eat the Truma, then you Mafresh all the other Matanos too. Same thing over here. Okay. Okay, let's go on. And even though Neft, Neft is the second thing, and Tosis points out that even though Neft has a bad smell, but it's not as bad a smell as Itran, and therefore, if it, only because of the smell, Neft wouldn't be Osir. And it's only Neft Lovan that is so flammable that's Osir B'chol and B'Shabbos. Regular Neft is what's it called, is mutter to use on Shabbos. Okay. Let's go on. Gufa. Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Ein Madlikin B'Tzori. Right? Rav Shimon ben Elazar said you can't use Tzori. The Chain Hoyer Rav Shimon ben Elazar Omer, Sorry, ain't well a sraf me atse haktof. That sorry is only sraf. It's only a sap. It's not really an oil. And it comes from the barks of trees. Okay. So now, Tosfos learns that when Rabbi Shimon Elazar said this, he meant to say that since it's only a sraf, so it's not nimshach after the week. It's not a real shemen. And therefore, it doesn't act like a shemen. So the reason you're not allowed to use it on Shabbos is because it's not nimshach hakrapsi like all the other shmonim. So he says, if that's the case, then why did Abai and Rabbah have to say other reasons why you can't use tzori? Either because it has a good smell and you may come to use it and you'll be over on mechabe, or because what's it called? It's off because it's flammable. Rav Shimon Elazar said these two amoras. What Rav Shimon Elazar said beferish, the reason is because it's not a good oil. What do you need other reasons for? Tosfos doesn't answer Tash. So the Rashba says that when Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Einu el esraf me'atzei aktof, he wasn't telling us a halacha, that because it's a sraf, it doesn't burn well. He was just identifying what sorry is. It's sraf, anotek me'atzei aktof. Didn't mean to say that there's something wrong with that in itself. That's why Abai and Rabbah had to give other reasons. Others say that Abai and Rabbah's reasons are in addition to this, and they come to Aser more. The Or Sameach says that because of Abai and Rabbah's reason, right, it will be Aser even on Yontif. If the reason is only because it doesn't, what's it called, come out of the wick well, doesn't follow the wick well, so then the problem is Shemayata. That's only Asra on Shabbos. Wouldn't be Asra on Yom Tov. But if the reason is because of what's it called, because you'll be mistatic from it, and you'll be over on Kibui, Kibui's also on Yom Tov too. Right? And the Rambam brings down Taka both of these reasons. And the Sfasema says another thing. He says, it'll be Osir even if you have another candle with it. If the reason is Shemi Yata, if you have another kosher candle, we're not afraid of Yata. But if the reason is Shemi Yistapik Mimenu, or because it's flammable, right, those two reasons are Osir even if you have another candle. The Rambam brings down both reasons, and El Yerava says another thing. He says, according to both of these reasons, right, if you only had one of the reasons, I would say it's mutter in a house that's inflammable. You have a house made out of stone, so it wouldn't be awesome, right? And if you had the only reason because maybe you'll take oil out, if it's very high up and you can't get to it, also be mutter. So the Rambam brought down both reasons to tell me that, what's it called, that either way it's awesome. It's awesome even if it's not a problem of being flammable, and it's also, even if it's not a reason of what's it called, of being mistaken from it. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, kol hayotze min ho'eitz ein madlikin bo. Anything that source is wood, right, is from trees of wood, you can't use as a psila. Okay. As shemen. Anything, any shemen that comes from wood, like sap, you can't use. Tosa says, that's why it doesn't say over here, chutz mina pishtim, like it says in the Mishnah, right? Except for pishtim, because we're not talking about wicks. Pishtim, you can make a wick out of pishtim, you can't make oil out of pishtim. It doesn't have sraf, right? So over here, we're talking about the oil. So oil, there's no oil from pishtim. Masha'en came, what's it called, in the Mishnah, we're talking about wicks. So it says, anything, fibers of trees, you can't use, except for pishtim. So we're talking about wicks, pishtun's an exception. We're talking about oil, pishtun is irrelevant. So therefore you're not allowed to use any oil that comes from trees. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka, Omer, ein madlikin ela b'yotzim min hapri. Rabbi Shmuel ben Broka says you can only use oils that come from fruit. Rabbi Tarfin, Omer, ein madlikin ela, and pri over here doesn't mean fruit of the tree, dafka. It means something that's considered a fruit, even a vegetable or whatever, a lot of vegetable oils also. Reb Tarfon Omer, Ein Madlikin El B'Shemen Zayis Bilvad. Reb Tarfon says you can only use Shemen Zayis. Omer Reb Yochanan Ben Nuri Al Raglo, the Omer, Mayasu Anshei Bovel, Shein Loim El Shemen Shumshamin. What are Anshei Bovel going to do? They only have sesame seed oil. They don't have olive oil. Mayasu Anshei Modai, Shein Loim El Shemen Egozim. And Anshei Madai only have nut oil. Umayasu anshe Alexandria, Shein Lohem El Hashem and Tznonos, they only have radish oil. Umayasu anshe Kapotkia, Shein Lohem Lokach Velokach El Neft, they only have Neft, and this is not Neft Lovan. Neft Lovan is the one that you can't use even Bechol and on Shabbos. Neft, regular Neft, you could use even on Shabbos. Ela Ein Lecho El Masha Omru Chachomim, only what the Chachomim said in the Mishnah, that you can't use because it doesn't burn right. All these other additions that aren't mentioned in the Mishnah are not lahalach. Ein madlikin, madlikin b'shemen. And you can use shemen dagim, ubenif itron, you can use itron too. We're not afraid that you'll, because of the smell, you'll go and eat somewhere else in the dark. Reb Shimon Shazuri, omer madlikin b'shemen pakuos uveneft. Reb Shimon Shazuri says you can light b'shemen pakuos uveneft. L'chara, what's it called? We just already said that you could light with neft, right? The Mishnah says, the Chachamim says, what's he adding? Tosa says another girsa here that Rav Shimon Shazuri says, Ein Madlikin B'Shemen Pakul, so the Neft. Not Madlikin. Because if it's Madlikin, he's not most of anything on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Beferi, Shemen Pakul, so the Neft. Sumchas Omer Kol Ayotzim Min Abosr Ein Madlikin Bo. You can't use any oil whose source is meat. Elo B'Shemen Dagim. And here, dagim, even though they're not called meat, but they're similar to meat. Right? In other words, it's the same concept. The oil is coming from the flesh of some living creature. But shemen dagim you can use. So Moshe says, Sumchus Hanu Tanakama. Tanakama also said, right, Madlikim b'shemen dagim, uvenit itran. Right? And then comes along Sumchus and says, right, Kolayotzim in Abbasar, Madlikwa, Eli b'shemen dagim. So what's Sumcha's different than the Tanakhama, who says also that what's it called that you can light Hashem and Dagi. Tomorrow says, Ikubinayu, the Rav Bruna Omar Rav Alom Asayni. The Nafkamina is what Rav Bruna said, that Kirve Dagim, when Rashi learned Shem and Dagim, remember from before, Shem and Dagim is when you have the insides of fish and you pulverize them. That's called Shem and Dagim. And Rav Bruna said that it's only kosher if you mix in other oil. Okay, so one holds, like Rav Bruna, that you have to mix in other oil, and one holds that you don't have to mix in other oil. Rashi learns a little bit differently. Ein madlikim betzori, kidim mefarish le'el. Like the Gemara said before, the reasons why you can't write use tzori. Va'od kidik tani va'azel. Dein oba min ha'pri ela min ha'eitz, srach bi'alma, v'hava le'kezevis ve'no nimshach. Rashi learns, like Tosfos learned, that another reason is because it doesn't come from pri, it's only a sap, it's not an oil, and since it's only a sap, it doesn't burn well, doesn't go through the psila well. Lishnachrina, v'chkein hoya Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, lav taima lemilsa yohi. He's not telling you a reason why you can't light. This is like the Rashba, right? You can't light with tzori. Elohachi komer, v'od hoya omer dover acher v'tzori. He just told you the identification of tzori. What is tzori? Atziak taf kach shmon. Min ha'pri lafuke shemen dagim v'itrim v'tzori. What doesn't come from a pri, right? Again, doesn't mean a pri ha'et. It means something that grows from the ground. What does it come to exclude? It comes to exclude shemen dagim and itran and tzori, which don't come direct from a pre that grows on something that comes from the ground. But either they come from the wood itself or they don't come from a pre bechlal. Ein l'cholam al-shon r'chachomim adlikim bohen k'gom psulei shmon in asnisim. The ones that the Mishnah says specifically are possible. Otherwise, everything else is kosher. U'madlikim v'shemen dagim, the afagag domi l'chelev, the eno yotzim mipri, even though shemen dagim does not come from something that grows in the ground. And it's more like chalet. It's more like fat from an animal, right? The shemen that comes from pulverized insides of dagin. Still, you can use it. Ubi itran, v'yafal gidim zevis kasi. And itran is also an exception, even though it comes from zevis. It comes from also like a sap, but not from a pre. Still, you can use it. Sum chasayinu tanakama. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the pasuk kol hanat masnisin, the chelev imni bahadayu. Chelev is also one of them. So when Sumcha said you can't use anything that's bom and abasar, it means chelev. And the Tanakam also said you can't use chelev. The hu yotzim and abasar, the ichshir b'shem and dagim. He also holds a shem and dagim as mutter, just like Sumchas. So what's the difference between Sumchas and the Tanakama? Both hold that chelev is aser, and both hold that shem and dagim is mutter. So why do you need Sumchas for it? He could be now Rav Bruna. The Omer Tzorich Losis L'Tocho Shemen Kosher. Rav Bruna said that Shemen Dagim is only kosher if you put in other kosher oil. Inami, the Asher Chelev Mehutach B'Tarovis Shemen Kosher. Also, Rav Bruna held that if you have melted Chelev, you're allowed to use it if you mix in other oil. Okay? Chad Mehanech Tanoi, so one of these Tanoi, either the Tanakama or Sumcha, Sover, Lid Rav Bruna, the chelev niter b'taruvus, aval shemen dagim afilu be'ene. He holds like Rav Bruna at least partially that chelev, if it's melted chelev, it's okay if you mix in other oil, but shemen dagim is mutter even without mixing anything in, right? V'chad sover shemen dagim adin taruvus, and one holds that shemen dagim is only kosher if you mix something else in. Aval chelev klal uklalo, and chelev b'chlal is no good. Now, Rashi had a kvetch this, nobody holds like Rav Bruna then, because Rav Bruna holds that both of them need shemen, and they're both okay with extra shemen. Rashi says, one of them holds like Rav Bruna in one thing, and not in the other, right, either l'kula or l'chumra. But he does hold that nobody holds like Rav Bruna completely, and the other one argues on Rav Bruna and holds you don't need to add oil into either of them. Tosa says, because Rashi l'shitasa, Rashi holds that shemen dagin is shemen made from the insides of dagim that's pulverized. And therefore it's impossible that one of them should hold completely like Rav Bruna. So Tosa says, no, there's two kinds of shemen dagim. When Rav Bruna said you have to add oil into shemen kirve dagim, that's only kirve dagim. But shemen dagim that this is talking about is when it comes from the eye of a fish. It's extracted from the eye of a fish. That's the oil that we're talking about. That, even Reb Bruna holds, you don't have to add new oil to. So one of them holds that chalev, if it's melted, you have to add oil, like Reb Bruna, right? And shemen dagim is kosher, what's it called, even without adding anything, and Reb Bruna holds like that, and one would hold like Reb Bruna, and the other one would hold that chalev, even if you add in other oil, is no good. Chalev is bichlal, never good. And shemen dagim is good without anything, because shemen dagim is not what Reb Bruna was talking about, tirvei dagim. He's talking about oil extracted from the eye of a fish, which is 100% okay without adding anything else.